the best that I can do. Tell me, baby, what is wrong with you? If you don't want my love, then I'm living in a world without you. Tell me, pretty baby, what's wrong?
Well, that is a great band coming to Hudson on Saturday. We'll talk about that in just a minute. First, let me introduce Sean Stone. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He is here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. We are thrilled that he is in our company, and good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so you went to go see the new Thor movie.
Thor Ragnarok.
All right. Do we know what a Ragnarok is yet?
It's really not worth the time it would take to explain.
That's fine.
It.
All right. How about the film? Is that worth the time it'll take to explain it?
I will tell you that the deeply silly Guardians of the Galaxy movies have had a salutary effect on the Marvel franchise. So instead of instead of the celebrity cameo being Robert Redford being the head of a secret Nazi organization,
yes,
it's Jeff Goldblum as a goofy, self-obsessed master of games, which is a vast improvement. It's a deep Thor Ragnarok is deeply silly.
Okay.
And that is an absolute virtue.
Oh, good. So it's sort of like old-time Batman fun.
They're getting there. They really are starting to get there. You know, I mean, it starts out really campy, you know, where Thor is like chained in a cage with a skeleton, and he's like talking to the skeleton. It's like, how long you been here? You know?
That's great.
If you get dragged to this by your children, or you will have a good time.
Whether you want to or not.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that is Thor Ragnarok. That is playing. We'll get into new movies that are opening later on. But before we do that, let's talk what's on area stages and screens. And we begin with what's happening at the Madison.
Yeah. Tonight at the Madison Theater in Albany, the Pine Hills Film Society presents Speaking of Silly, That Night in Rio, which is a 20th Century Fox Technicolor musical from the 40s with Don Ameche and Carmen Miranda.
Oh,
so if Carmen Miranda's in it, you know it's going to be fun.
Fantastic.
And the color on those Fox musicals is not like the color in any other old movie.
No, I don't think it's any color known to man.
Exactly. It's like Thor Ragnarok. Actually, it's like from another world, where people just look different and the clothes glow in weird colors.
Beyond Technicolor.
It is. Also tonight, from the ridiculous to the serious, we have An Evening with Alan Alda, getting Beyond a Blind Date with Science at Proctor's, and that's at 8 o'clock. You interviewed him earlier this week?
I interviewed him. It's on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. It aired Tuesday, and he is fantastic. He's Alan Alda. He's a great guest. We've had him on before talking about some of his books about his family stuffing his dog.
Yeah.
He has great stories. And he's going to be weaving some of that in with the serious stuff and talking about communication. So it'll be an evening with Alan Alda, and it'll be great.
And he's one of those, he hosts a lot of different science programs over the years on PBS.
Right. Yeah.
And you really know that he's interested in it. Sometimes when you get in a celebrity host, they're like, hey, how you doing? Where's my coffee? You know? But he's interested. This is something he is genuinely interested in.
That's right. Absolutely. And it's tonight, and it should be a lot of fun.
Also tonight, over at MPAC, politics doesn't usually get dragged into this segment, but here we are. Ali Moini, My Paradoxical Knives. He's an Iranian dancer choreographer who was supposed to be at Troy tonight, but his visa was delayed. So he's stuck in... He's based in Paris. He's not based in Iran because there aren't a lot of dancer choreographers working in Iran. Just, you know, the lay of the land.
Yes.
So there's going to be there. They've installed the set in the MPAC lobby, and they're going to do a Skype conversation with him. And it's free.
Okay. That sounds fun.
So that's tonight in Troy.
7:30.
Yeah. Also tonight, beginning through November 18th, it's the Glimmerglass Film Days. That's in Cooperstown, various locations, the Otisaga Hotel, Fenimore Art Museum. You have to go to the website.
Yep.
And check which venue.
We have an interview with the curator of that wonderful event on our website as well. So they've got some great stuff coming up, some interesting films. So check Check it out.
Well, it was funny. They reached out to me on the Twitter machine and said, "Hey, have you seen this movie?" And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, at my last gig," and then I put the link to the review. So there you go.
There you go. Good stuff.
And Friday night at Page Hall, the UAlbany downtown campus, a conversation with Newbery Award winning children's author Lois Lowry, which this you probably know something about.
I'll be the conversation. I will be overseeing that. I'll be asking the questions.
And I love Page Hall as a place for author interviews.
It's very intimate. It's a great size, and the stage is tall, so you tower over everyone. Which, well, I'm sort of used to that anyway. But for some reason you can just see people easier.
Yeah,
and I like that.
And it's nice, and they have that stacked balcony, and you still feel like you're close because, of course, I remember one time Maureen Dowd was in town. I believe it was for the 2004 election. And I, of course, got there almost last. So I was in the very top seat, in the top of the balcony before they shut the doors. And it was still a great view. You know?
It should be a lot of fun. Just in my discussions with people about how this woman and her work has touched their lives is really incredible. So I think it'll be a very, very special evening. And we're very much looking forward to that.
And also Friday night at the Egg, the trend of artists going out on the road playing entire albums continues with Sean Colvin with A Few Small Repairs, which was her big, big album with Sonny Came Home, which was when pop music was better.
You were going to say good, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I'll just say when a song like that could be a hit, you know.
Sean Colvin will be on the show later on. Ian, talk to her.
That's terrific.
He'll be on coming on next hour. All right.
And then Saturday night at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, See the Stars of Tomorrow with the Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. An evening of improv by some very talented people from New York.
Terrific.
And then as the intro music showed, the Alexis P. Suter Band, she'll be bringing her band to Helsinki Hudson in Hudson. An evening of blues, really good stuff.
Also on Saturday night, I'd just like to throw in, probably you know this, but Harry Belafonte is coming to town. He's going to be speaking with Alan Chartok in conversation at the Egg. There are tickets still available. We would love to fill that place, and it's going to be a very, very special evening of conversation. You can find out more, theegg.org.
That's fantastic. And then Sunday afternoon, the 12th, Paul Lewis, the pianist, will be at the Union College Concert Series, which is in the Union College Memorial Chapel. He'll be playing Haydn, Beethoven, and Brahms at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Monday night, I'm mentioning this because this is the kind of movie that really benefits from being on the big screen.
Yeah.
The Music Man with
Robert Preston. And Shirley Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Because, you know, those early 60s filmed musicals are basically that. They're filmed musicals. I mean, they're not really, there's not a lot of cutting. There's not a lot of fancy cinematic stuff. It's like, there's the proscenium and some close-ups. And the bigger the screen, the better.
That's great. The Music Man.
Yes. Monday night at the Palace Theater at 7 o'clock. And there's a couple of new movies. First, there's Daddy's Home 2. I missed one.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Did you really miss it?
No. And this is Will Ferrell and Marky Mark, and as their fathers, John Lithgow and apparently the rehabilitated Mel Gibson.
Well, first of all, I'm deeply, deeply, deeply disturbed by that. But also, wasn't Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg
looks a little thuggish in this.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He's getting back to his roots.
Okay.
And then we have Murder on the Orient Express with an all-star cast, Daisy Ridley, Judy Dench, Johnny Depp, and Kenneth Branagh as Poirot with an absolutely terrifying mustache.
And is the early word on this good, bad? It seems like they trot this out every couple decades, and it doesn't usually go over very well.
The '70s version was pretty good. Sidney Lumet. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
This one, we'll see. I mean, maybe Branagh can keep Johnny Depp on a short leash, or maybe he'll run amok. You never know. Lately, he just runs amok.
Keep him in the train car.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, you know, Daisy Ridley's in it, so I'm hopeful. There's someone new.
Well, it is Murder on the Orient Express, and that'll be opening this Friday along with Daddy's Home 2.
Yes.
Well, and then the Christmas Spectacular, right? And then all the holiday movies will start coming. Well, I guess these probably qualify, but
yeah, and then we will get the onrush of
Oscar bait. Oscar, as well. The,
Christmas Day is like the Oscar festival.
Yeah, that's the big day. Well, all good stuff. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. It's always a pleasure when he joins us on the broadcast. You can find out more and see his entire list at WAMC.org/roundtable. Sean, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.